So let's meditate. Please come to your breath, watch your breath. Now please start to count your breath. Try to count to 10. Then please bring your teacher before you. You can skip from the silhouette directly to the warmth of their body in front of you, the fragrance of their body, the rustling of their breath, of their clothing as they breathe. Then please see their spine through their body, and there's a pillar of rainbow-colored light up and down their spine. Sometimes you can go look at rainbows to see what it looks like. Then a small hole opens up at the top of their head. And a small hole opens up at the top of yours. And then the nectar starts to pour in a stream, in an arc, from the top of their head to your head. And feel it flushing out negativities in you. Then close the place at the bottom where the nectar comes out and let the nectar slowly fill your body. This nectar will be the opposite of breaking the Sangha. This nectar will be the capacity or the ability and the wish to create small groups of people who want to share with each other. Practices like what we're doing. And so I think most of us here have spent many years helping to facilitate small groups, forming sanghas, coming together in many countries. And so imagine that you're being filled with the nectar of a greater ability to bring people together in harmony and bring them together in their practice. And it's because you yourself are more and more peaceful and happy and better trained and more kind and attentive to other people. So imagine that you're being filled with a nectar which gives you the skills, many skills that are needed to bring people together into a sangha. Even if it's a tiny sangha, you're a sangha maker. And please slowly come to your breath. And then you can open your eyes.